I pay my obeisances to that Gaurav, on whose advent that prema, the love for Krishna, appeared in the holy name, I pay my obeisance to that Gaurav. That prema was absent in karmanishtha. That prema was absent in tapasya, in austerity. That prema was absent in dhyana, meditation. That prema was absent in astanga yoga, eightfold mystic yoga sadhana. And that all that prema was also absent in vairagya complete renunciation. That prema was absent in stava offering prayer. That prema was absent in karma tyaga, giving up the fruits of one's karma. That was not there. It was prema. Is guru tattva is very, very deep, confidential tattva. It was not present in all these activities of all these sadhanas. That prema appeared in the advent of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in holy name only. You understand? So I pay my obeisance to that Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Chandraya Nama Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Nama Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Chaitanya Chartamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 22 Text 149. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is postgraduate study. Those who are students of postgraduate class, only they can understand it. Otherwise, those who are students of primary class or secondary class, or even graduate class, they may not understand it. Govinda Bhakata gave me this. I wonder how many can understand the Pada I shall speak. I'm thinking in my mind, what shall I speak? He gave me this topic. How many students are there in postgraduate class? These are all primary or pre-primary students. And how can they understand? Just I am what I speak, they are all deaf. Deaf. They cannot hear, and what is this going on? What do you expect from me? Shall I speak on this topic? Raganuga bhakti or what else? This topic goes on Raganuga bhakti. Mahaprabhu teaches. Speaks on Raganuga bhakti to Sanatana Goswami. You understand? This is the this prema, Krishna prema. Prema bhakti tattva. And this is our asset. This is the asset of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They are devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Priyajana. Mahaprabhu is the prema purushottama who gives Krishna prema in this scenario. Nobody gives Krishna prema. Mahaprabhu gives Krishna prema. Prema purushottama. And that prema is our asset. That's the goal of our life. Rarely achieved human birth. This is goal. This is sadhyavastu. This is sadhyavastu. This is the goal to be achieved, attained, that Krishna prema. You understand that this life is meant for that. So, it is not easy thing that one can attain Krishna prema. Great rishis, munis, understand my language? Undergoing severe tapasya austerities for thousand years. Cannot have it. No. Cannot have it. Great rishis, munis, yogis, even siddhas, they cannot get Krishna prema. It's not an easy thing, Baba. No easy thing. Very, very fortunate souls, jivas. Those are premi bhaktas, those who are Followers of the Premi Bhaktas of Brajabhumi, only they can have it, those who practice Raganuga Bhakti. Krishna is the object of love. He rasavaisa. He is reserved of all rasas, melos. Rasa pradata. He gives rasa, giver of rasa. He is rasa. He is melok. You understand? Reserve of all melos. And that Krishna prem is transcendental, it's nothing material. It's not here in the material world. Prem is not here in the material world. It is subject matter, the prem of that is in Golok Vrindavan only. Do you understand? Transcendental love. It is not here in material world. Whatever you find here, material world, that is perverted reflection. A prema which goes on by the name of lost kama. Understand my language? Kama. Lost is here. No, love is here. That goes on the name of love here, that lost. Understand me? Yes. But there is a heaven and hell difference between kama and prema. Lost and love. Understand my language? Heaven and hell, difference between love and lust. You follow? But they look alike. They look alike. As, for example, the pieces of, per se, glass and pieces of diamond look alike. Isn't it? Have you seen diamond? Pieces of diamond and pieces of glass look alike. The kama and prema apparently look alike. Yes, you understand? But there is heaven and hell difference. Great gulf of difference. Between prema and kama, love and lust. Understand? So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this has now described. Kama means nijendriya priti vancha. Desiring one's own sense gratification. Do you understand? Nijendriya priti vancha. Desiring one's own pleasure of senses, enjoyment senses, sense, that is kama. That goes on by the name of kama, lost. But desiring giving pleasure to the senses of Krishna, that is prema. Krishnendra priti vancha tare boli kama. Nijendra priti vancha boli tare boli kama. Do you understand? Nijendra priti vancha tare boli kama. Krishnendra priti vancha dhore prema nama. So it is in desiring one's own sense, enjoyment, sense, pleasure, that is lost. Desire of giving pleasure to the senses of Krishna is called prema. Understand? This kama and prema. They look alike. This word, kama and prema in Sanskrit, if you analyze it, according back to the grammatical root, verbal root, kam dhatu, pri dhatu. Dhatu means verbal root. From kam dhatu, this word kama is formed. Pri dhatu, this word prema is formed. Understand? Are you a student of grammar? Then you can understand it. Otherwise, you cannot understand a depth person. Therefore, I say, what I say, how many can understand it? This is Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. Kama and prema. Kam dhatu, from kam dhatu, this word kama is formed. Pri dhatu, the word prema is formed. The meaning of kam dhatu and pri dhatu is same. Understand me? The meaning of kam dhatu and pri dhatu is same. What is that? Priti vancha. Desiring pleasure or enjoyment. same. The desiring pleasure and enjoyment of one's own senses, desiring pleasure and enjoyment of Krishna senses. Understand? This is the difference. Otherwise, the same. The glass, pieces of glass and pieces of diamond look alike, but there is heaven and hell difference between pieces of diamond and pieces of glass, isn't it? This is kama and prema. And Mahaprabhu is prema purushottama, who gives Krishna prema. It is not available here in this material world. It is available in Goloka Vrindavan. It's completely transcendental. The loving affairs there, nothing material. There is no lust at all. It is acintya tattva. It is inconceivable. You cannot conceive with your material mind. You understand? You cannot conceive it. You understand? That is what. So, still, Mahaprabhu gives it, Mahaprabhu, I say, that prema arises in chanting of holy name. If your chanting is pure, if your chanting is offenseless, then you'll get prema. Yes. Pure name is Krishna. Pure name, mukhya pate jiva pai Krishna premadhana. Niraparadhe nam loile pai premadhana. If your chanting is offenseless, pure, then you'll get prema. Otherwise, you cannot get prema. If your chanting is offensive, you follow. So these are topics there. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu spoke about it. And Rupa Goswami, he taught, Mahaprabhu taught, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Do you understand? So Rupa Goswami has discussed all these topics in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjvala Nilamani, those two books. You understand? Generally, he has discussed, very detailed discussion are there. When you study or come to this part here, then you have to go to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjvala Nilamani to understand it very detailed. Mahaprabhu has not said detailed. It's a synopsis, given synopsis, my word, understand, synopsis. So, let me say, I wonder, and how many can understand it? That's a fact. If I say something and nobody can understand, it's useless. It's useless. Why shall I say? That's another thing. This question of prema, rati, these things coming up here. You understand? These things coming up here. If you read this, what Govinda Bhagavata has given me, these things coming up here, prema and rati, shall I speak on these things? Or speak some general thing? I think I won't go to that detail. Yes, so those who are very interested, those are advanced devotees, they may inquire and they may take lessons. Others cannot. They cannot touch it, Baba. They cannot touch it. Only I speak something general thing. I am not reading that verses, no. I am not reading. Why shall I read? You may read it. It's written, Prabhupada given in English translation. You can read it. What is the need of my reading and you repeating? Book is there. You may read and translation is there, isn't it? I don't want to read it. I speak something general thing just to give you general idea. What is prema? What is rati? You understand? And that is the asset of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Bhagavan Krishna, ananta rupa, advaitam atyutam, anadim ananta rupa. Isn't it? That's what Brahma Sangita says, no? Ananta rupa, unlimited forms. Yes, ananta, advaita, atyuta, anadi,
Ananda.
Ananda Rupa. You understand? Generally, it is divided in two parts, two divisions. The unlimited form of Bhagavan. What are those? One part is Aishwaryapara, another part is Madhuryapara. My language? Understand? What do you all understand? Speak in English. Yes. Ananta Rupa, unlimited forms, and these forms are divided in two parts, two divisions. Aishwaryapara, Madhuryapara. Some forms are of opulent, let's say, opulent forms. Some are Madhurya, very sweet forms. Do you understand? Accordingly, Leela is there. Aishwaryamaya Leela. Aishwaryamaya Leela, Madhurya-maya Leela. Understand my language? Some Leelas pertain to opulent Leelas. Some are very sweet Leelas, Madhurya-maya Leela. Bhuvara harana asura marana sadhura khyana. Jada jada i dharmasya glanir bhavati bhavato abhyuttham adharmasya tadatmanu sujamyam. Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya dushkatanam dharma sastapanathaya sambhavami juge juge. Gita says, why Supreme Lord appears? What is that? Sadhu sangrakhyana. Giving pleasure to his devotees. Vinasaita duskrutanam, to kill the demons. Duskrutina, miscreants. Isn't it? Asuramarana. That's the leela also, Krishna's leela. Krishna killed many demons. Do you understand? So, and sadhu rakhyana, protection, giving protection to sadhu, is their devotees. Give them pleasure. And bhuvaraharana, lessen the burden of Mother Earth. Isn't it? These are leelas, activities. These three types. Bhuvaraharana, lessening the burden of the Mother Earth. Healing the demons. Giving protection to devotees. These leelas, these activities are all his Aishwaryapara leela. Understand me? Opulent leela. It is Bhagavan Krishna's Gauna Karjya, secondary work. Understand? Not Mukhya, not Thief. It is Madhuryapara Prema leela. Understand? Madhuryapara Prema leela, that is a Swarup leela. Swarup leela, that leela, is Mukhya, is Chief. You understand? It's cheap. Krishna's leela in Dwaraka, Krishna's leela in Mathura. These are all Gauna leela. These are all Aishwaryapara leela. Understand my language? Understand? These are Gauna. Secondary. But Krishna's leela in Gajabhumi is Mukhya. Is Madhuryamaya leela. Understand me? Yes. This Raganuga Bhakti means his brother leela. Brother of saw. Mellow. Of Brajabhumi. That is prema. That is Mukhya, chief leela. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami has said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhurya hi bhavatar sar. That Madhurya, sweetness, is the essence of Godhood. Bhogottar sar, essence of Godhood. Vrindavan in Vrajabhumi, Krishna always Kishore, always of 11 and 12 years old, Nitya Kishore. Understand? Eternally Kishore. Eternally Kishore. Eternally 11 and 12 years old. Is Kishore, Nitya Kishore. And that Kishore form, Kauhar, Gopovesa, Venukara, Nabakishwara, Nattavara. What is that? Gopavesa Venukara Nabakishwara Naktavara. He is Gopavesa, cowherd boy farm. 11 year, 12 year, cowherd boy farm, Gopavesa, Venukara, there is flute. In Brajabhumi is a flute. In Dwarka and Mathura, Krishna has no flute. Understand? Venukara. Gopavesa, Venukara, Nabakishwara, always fresh and new Kishwara. 11 year, 12 year old. Farm, Naktavara. Dancing, dancing form. You understand? Very beautiful. That is Madhujyamoy, very beautiful form. Kandarpa Kuti Kamaniya Vishesa Sobham. Brahma Sangita says. Kandarpa Kuti Kamaniya Vishesa Sobham. That beauty, beauty of Krishna, Kishore Krishna in Brajabhumi, is such beauty. It far excels that cross of cupids. Cupid is a beautiful here material world. All are enchanted by Cupid. Isn't it? Yes. But Krishna, Kishore Krishna, is Madan Mohan, who enchants Cupid. Madan Mohan. Do you understand? His beauty far excels that of gross Cupids. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesa Sobham. So, that leela, what he did, what he does in Brajabhumi, Kishore Krishna, that is Madhurjamaya leela, very sweet, very beautiful leela, sweet, based on prema. You understand? Based on prema, pure prema. That is Bhagavata, that the essence of Godhead, Supreme Godhead. That is the asset and wealth of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that is Raganuga Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. So when Supreme Lord appears here in this material world, he manifests these two types of leela. Bahiranga leela, antaranga leela. External leela or guna leela, mukha leela or internal leela, chit leela, two types of leela. In 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see, before the appearance of Krishna, Mother Earth overburdened, crying. Do you understand? She cried before Brahma. Do you understand? So many demons, great burden on me. The Brahma went to Kshirasagara, milk ocean, isn't it? With Brahma, Shiva, or demigods of the prayer. You understand? And then Supreme Lord said, yes, don't worry, I'm going. Isn't it? Love mentioned 10th canto. So by the prayer of this demigod said by Brahma, Krishna appeared in this material world, so the leela purushottama manifested varieties of leelas. His Dwarka leela, Mathura leela, Braja leela, and Kurukshetra leela also. You understand, at last he manifested. So his Dwarka leela, Mathura leela, and Kurukshetra leela, it is Bahiranga leela, external leela or Gauna leela, understand? But his leela in Brajabhumi, for 11 years leela, that is Antaranga leela, internal leela and chief leela. Therefore it says Ragatmika and Raganuga. This comes here. You understand? He first instructed Sanatana Goswami Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi means to follow strictly rules, regulations. Sadhana Bhakti is divided in two divisions. Vaidhi Raganuga. You understand? Sadhana Bhakti is divided in two divisions, Vaidhi Raganuga. First part is Vaidhi, then second part comes Raganuga Bhakti. Yes. Here it says, Vaidhi Bhakti Sadhana Kohilu Vivarana, Raganuga Bhakti Ra Lakshana Suna Sanatana. My dear Sanatana, I have now in detail described devotional service according to the regulative principles. Now hear from me about spontaneous devotional service and its characteristics. Raganuga Bhakti. Then he says, Ragatmika Bhakti Mukhya Brajovasi Jane.
Ragatmika Bhakti Mukhya Brajovasi Jane.
Taronu Gato Bhaktovo Raganuga Name. What is that? What is Raganuga Bhakti? Ragatmika, Raganuga. The original inhabitants of Vrindavan are attached to Krishna spontaneously in devotional service. Nothing can compare to such spontaneous devotional service which is called Ragatmika Bhakti. Understand? This verse gives translation. You can, you know English, then you understand. When a devotee follows in the footsteps of devotees of Braja or Vrindavan, his devotional service is called Raganuga Bhakti. Understand? Ragatmika and Raganuga. Original inhabitants of Vrindavan are attached to Krishna spontaneously in devotional service. Nothing can compare to such spontaneous devotional service. This is called Ragatmika Bhakti. Raganuga means a bhakta of this material world when follows the footsteps of some certain bhakta of Vrajabhumi, who is in Dasya Rasa or Sakya Rasa or Vatsalya Rasa or Madhurya Rasa. What is his rasa, accordingly he'll follow. That is said Raganuga Bhakti. Onuga, follower. Onuga means follower. Do you understand? And a devotee follows in the footsteps of the devotees of Vrindavan or Vrajabhumi, his devotional service is called Raganuga Bhakti. Understand? So Prabhupada quoted Bhakti Sandarbha here. Jiva Goswami says, what is Raganuga Bhakti? Tadevam tattada abhimana lakshana bhava visheshana svabhavika ragasya visishyate sati tattada raga prajukta shravana kirtana smarana pada sevana bandhanatmaha nivedana chraya bhakti stesam ragatmika bhaktir iti uchyate. Totas, tadiyam, ragam, ruchyanam, gacchanti, sa raganuga. Quoted from Bhakti Sandarbha, when a pure devotee follows the footsteps of a devotee in Vrindavan, he develops raganuga. Understand? He develops raganuga. Then, this Kaviraj Goswami quotes from Bhakti Rasanta Sindhu. Iste Swarasiki Ragaha Paramavistata Bhave Sanamayi Ja Bhave Bhakti Satra Ragatmiko Dita. Understand? This quotation you may see. Iste Swarasiki Ragaha. Isto means unto the desired object of life. That is Isto or Krishna. Swarasiki raga. Swarasiki appropriate for one's own original aptitude of love. Own original rasa. Swarasiki raga. Paramavistata raga. English word Upas gives attachment. Paramavistata bhavet. Absorption in the service of the Lord. Paramavistata. Tanmayi, consisting of that transcendental attachment, which bhava is bhakti, devotional service. Sa, that, atro, here, ragatmika, called ragatmika, spontaneous devotional service. Translation Prabhupada gives, when one becomes attached to the Supreme Personal Godhead, his natural inclination to love is fully absorbed in thoughts of the Lord. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, manmanathava. He speaks about Raganuga Bhakti. How can one think of Krishna day and night 24 hours? Do you understand? Mind's activity is what? Acceptance, rejection, sankalpa, vikalpa. Do you understand? Willing, feeling, desiring. Isn't it? That's mind's activity. Krishna says, manmanabhava. That means, only think of me. Willing, feeling, desiring is all Krishna. Willing for Krishna, desiring for Krishna, service, feeling Krishna. That is only one activity of mind when it becomes Krishna. Willing, feeling, desiring, then it becomes raga, attachment to Krishna. Understand me? And deep attachment, very deep attachment. Quoting from Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, Kaviraj Goswami says, when one becomes attached Supreme Personality of Godhead, his natural inclination to love is fully absorbed in thought of love. That's natural. Jiva Surupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. The Surupa of Jiva is the eternal servant of Krishna. Das, you have to render service unto Krishna. What is the service? Loving service. It is loving service. Then there is an adjective to it. Loving service. You understand? Otherwise Krishna will never accept your service. There is no love for him. That's it. Natural, that's a natural inclination. Love is fully absorbed in thoughts of love. Day and night, 24 hours, all condition. Waking condition, sleeping condition, while taking food, only think of love, Krishna. That is natural inclination, absorbed in thought. That is called transcendental attachment, and devotional service according to that attachment is called rāgātmika, or spontaneous devotional service. Iste gāro truṣṇā rāge śvarūpo lokhyaṇo.
Iste gāro truṣṇā rāge śvarūpo lokhyaṇo.
Tataye hi tatastha lakshana.
Yiste avishtataye hi tatastha lakshana.
Yiste gadha trushna. Gadha trushna means deep attachment. Prabhupada gave English translation, deep attachment. Isto is Krishna. You understand? Isto is Krishna, the desired object of the Supreme Personality Godhead, Krishna. God of Krishna, deep attachment. This is Surva Lakshana Praga. This is the primary symptom of spontaneous love. Then, iste abhishtata, totostha lakshana. Abhishtata means absorption. Isto is Krishna. And the Supreme Lord Krishna, absorption. Tatastha lakshana is marginal symptom. Understand me? Translation Prabhupada gives, the primary characteristics of spontaneous love is deep attachment for the Supreme Personality Godhead. Very deep attachment. Gaura Krishna. Absorption in him is a marginal characteristic. Rago mai bhakti raho. Ragatmika namo.
Ragamai bhakti roho. Ragatmika namo.
Taha suni lubdho.
Kon bhagyavano. Taha
That means Ragamayi Bhakti Rahoi Ragatmika Naam, the devotional service which consists of Raga, deep attachment, is called Ragatmika, spontaneous loving service. If a devotee covets such a position, develops covetousness, greed for it, you understand? He is considered to be the most fortunate, who cultivates raga anuga bhakti is most fortunate. That says, lobhe brajo asirbhavi kori anugati.
Lobhe brajo asirbhavi kori anugati.
Sastra jukti nahi mani raganugaro prakruti.
Sastra yukti nahi mani raganugaro prakruti.
Lohe in sat covetousness, you understand, bhave ori grajavasir bhave kore anugati. If one follows in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi, that is Vrindavan, out of such transcendental covetousness, he doesn't care for the injunctions of Shastra or reasoning of Shastra. No? He kicks out everything. That is the symptom of prema, raga, deep love. That is the way of spontaneous love, raganuga. There is no rules, regulation. No. He breaks all rule regulation, all Shastra. Shastra, whatever Shastra gives rule regulation, he breaks. Such a raganuga. Dead of night, running out from the house, kicking their husbands, father-in-law, mother-in-law, family members, sons, daughters, housewives. What law it is? Is there any law? Shastra gives, one cannot, a housewife cannot live, cannot even cross the threshold. Yes, Shastra gives strict regulation, but gopis kicked everything. Hearing the sweet singing of Krishna, Bansi Gane, Bansi, playing sweet singing, Krishna calls them. Bansi Gane Dage Radhar Nama Yesa Yesa Radhe Bolo Ekana. Do you understand? When he sings Krishna, he calls Radhe, come. Yesa Yesa Radhe Bolo Ekana. Bansi Gane Sura Dake Radhar Nama. Do you understand? Yes. Radha and all gopis, they run dead of night. They follow. They run. They break all rules, regulations. Strict regulation. Nobody can. A housewife cannot do it. No. If he goes, she goes out without the permission of her husband. She is rejected. She is rejected. Her chastity is polluted. She becomes a prostitute. Do you understand me? The strict regulation. There's no regulation. Yes. And develops raganuga bhakti, this love, he says, sastra jukti naimane raganuga arapakuti. Lobhe prajavasira bhave kuri unugati. Sastra jukti naimane raganuga arapakuti. If one follows in the footsteps of inhabitants, Brajabhumi, Vrindavan, out of such transcendental covetousness, he doesn't care for the injunctions, reasonings of Shastra. That is way of spontaneous love. That is way of spontaneous love. Understand? No Shastra, no rules, regulations, breaking, everything. Kick out. Krishna says, yes, Durjayo Grhasunkhala. When they came, dead of night, Krishna said, Durjayo Grhasunkhala. It is not easy to break the family tie. It's very strong tie, do you understand? But you have broken. That is, you have so deep love for me. Otherwise nobody can break it. Nobody can break it. That is the symptom. Do you understand? Yes. So then I become indebted to you. So deep love you have. For me, you have broken that deep, very strong bondage, strong tie, family bondage, and come here. So deep love you have. So, I cannot repay it. I can repay. No power away, no power away, no power away, 10th canto Bhagavata. I cannot repay. I cannot repay. Krishna became indebted. You understand? Yes. You follow? That yes, yes. This is sattva jukti nahi mane raganugara prakriti. He does care for the injunctions of reasonings of sattva, that the way of spontaneous love. Spontaneous love. It's very proper. Rupa said, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakur says that a devotee is attracted by the service of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, namely the cowherd men, Maharaj Nanda, Yasoda, Radharani, the gopis, and the cows and calves. An advanced devotee is attracted by the service rendered by an eternal servitor of the Lord. This attraction is called spontaneous attraction. Technically, it is called Surupa Upalabdhi. Do you understand? What is he? What is his rasa? Is he dasya, or sakhya, or vasalya, or madhurya? Do you understand? That is Surupa Upalabdhi. This stage is not achieved in the beginning. No. You know that in the beginning. In the beginning one has to render service strictly according to regulative principles. First is vaidhi, strictly according to regulative principles in the beginning. Set forth by the revealed scriptures and spiritual master. Master gives some do's, some don't do's. He gives instructions. Do's, don't do's. This is strictly regulation. By continuously rendering service through the process of vaidhi bhakti, that is vaidhi, one's natural inclination is gradually awakened. Call it strictly vaidhi bhakti, principle of vaidhi bhakti, strictly following rules, regulation, the contamination of the heart becomes purified. Do you understand? When heart becomes purified, then bhav, rago, arise. It says, one natural inclination gradually awakened. That is called spontaneous attraction or raganuga bhakti. That means the second part of sadhana bhakti is raganuga bhakti. First is vaidhi. Understand? First part is vaidhi. First one, in the body, sure, follow vaidhi bhakti. Very soon will follow rules, regulations. We have this regulations. Sadhana bhakti, regulations under the guidance, expert guidance of a guru, bona fide guru. Get up early in the morning, take cold bath, come to the temple, attend Mangala Arati, attend morning program, follow these four regulative principles, no fidgeting, meditating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, follow strictly, you understand? Hear Bhagavatam, chant, guru gives prescribed number of chanting, chant minimum 16 rounds of Mahamantra daily. These are all vaidhi. You understand? Vaidhi bhakti. Then some service is allotted to you, do this service. All is engagement. We have only 6 hours sleep, no more than that. Someone is sleeping. Getting, hey, get up, not getting, pour one bucket of water on you. Very strict. This is vaidhi. That's beginning stage. Must. Otherwise, your contaminations in the heart will not be cleansed up. Then heart becomes purified, then ready. Then the other part, raganuga bhakti, he will follow that devotee. Otherwise, he cannot follow. Understand? Therefore it is said. By continuously rendering service through the process of Vaidhivakti, one's natural inclination gradually awakens. Natural inclination will awaken. Because we have natural inclination, we are eternal servant, Nitya Das of Krishna. Do you understand? And Krishna is the object of love. Do you understand? That love will arouse when the heart is purified. No more material attachment, no tinge of material attachment in the subtle corner also, not in gross, in the subtle corner. Then it's natural. It is natural. Yes. That is Raghunatha Bhakti. An advanced devotee situated on the platform spontaneously, as platform spontaneity is already very expert in sastric injunction, logic and argument. Yes. Who is a premi bhakta in no sastra bhava. When he comes to the point of eternal love for Krishna, no one can deviate him from that position, neither by argument nor by sastric evidence. An advanced devotee has realized his eternal relationship with the Lord. He has realized what he is. For instance, is he a servant, dasyarati, or is he a cowherd boy, friendly relation with Krishna, or vasalati, parental relationship with Krishna, or madhuryarati, kantabhav, lover and beloved relationship with Krishna. He already, he has realized this thing. And consequently, he doesn't accept the logic and arguments of others. No, why accept? Such an advanced devotee has nothing to do with sahajiyas, who manufacture their own way and commit sins by indulging in illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling, if not meditating. Sometimes the sahajiyas imitate advanced devotees and leave Raghunath Bhatta, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta, and Raghunath Das. One cannot be a bona fide spontaneous lover of Krishna. In this connection, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoiva Akuti Kobeyamu Bhujavasya Jugala Purati. When I cry, plus catching the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunatha and get their mercy, then I will be able to understand the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, I cannot understand. The sahajiyas understanding of the love affairs between Radha and Krishna is not bona fide because they do not follow the principle laid down by six Goswamis. Their illicit connection and their imitation of the dress of Rupa Goswami as well as their avoidance of the prescribed methods of various teachers to lead them to the lowest regions of hell. These imitative sahajiyas are cheated and unfortunate. They are not equal to advanced devotees, paramahansas. Devotees and paramahansas are not on the same level. There is no question of imitation, no question of artificially posing. Artificial posing, he poses that. No, it is quite natural, Baba. If you attain that stage level, your heart is completely purified of all material contamination, not in this subtle corner. There is any attachment, any material attachment, then pure love arises. That is natural. There is no question of imitation. No question of imitation or artificial posing I am like this. No. It's quite natural. Do you understand? Then Kaviraj Goswami quotes another verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Virajantin abhivyaktin brajavasi janadisu ragatmikam anusruta jasa raganugochyate. That means devotional service is spontaneous love, is vividly expressed and manifested by inhabitants of Vrindavana. Devotional service that accords with their devotional service is called Raganuga Bhakti, or devotional service falling in the wake of spontaneous loving service. This is a quotation from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Tattad bhavadi madhurji shruti dhirjada apekshate natraho sastram najuktincha tal lohuk lobhatpati hi lakhyanahu. Here he says, lobha, covetousness. When an advanced realized devotee hears about the affairs of the devotees of Vrindavan in the mellows of Santo, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya, he becomes inclined in that way and his intelligence becomes attracted. Indeed, he begins to covet the particular type of devotion. Agility is also natural. Santo has been discarded by Mahaprabhu, either Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya or Madhurya. So he follows in that. Devotee brother. Those who are Dasya Bhakta, Raktar Patrat, Sakya Bhakta, Sridham Subala, Cowherd Boys, Vatsalya Bhakta Inanda Dasada, Cowherd Men, those who are superiors, father, mother, uncle, aunt, like that. They are Vatsalya Ras and Madhurya, Kantabhav, lover and beloved relationship, the gopis, Radharani is headed by Radharani. Naturally, he will be inclined in that way and his intelligence becomes attracted. Indeed, he begins to covet that particular type of devotion, this particular rasa. When such covetousness is awakened, one's intelligence no longer depends on instruction of shastra, revealed scripture, logic, otherwise, nothing will go. That is it. This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sindhu. Bhayantaro yaharu duito sadhano. By which one may execute this Raganuga Bhakti, external and internal. When self-realized, the advanced devotee externally remains like a neophyte and executes all the sastric injunctions, that is bhaya, external. Especially hearing and chanting. However, within his mind, in his original purified self-realized position, he serves Krishna in Vrindavan in a particular way. He serves Krishna 24 hours, all day and night. This is internal, nothing external. Sahajyas do externally, they are artificially. Do you understand? That is what to say. But that is not done anything external, because then our people cannot understand it. Why you do like that? So externally is following all sastric injunctions, hearing, chanting, everything. Is external. Internally in his mind, always in Vrindavan, serving Krishna in his own way, as a das or as a sakha, cowherd boy, friend, or as a father and mother, or as gopis, as wife, like Kanta, lover, beloved, listen, as a gopis. Do you understand? Yes. Within his mind, in his original purified self-relation, position, he serves Krishna Vrindavan in a particular way. He serves Krishna 24 hours, all day and night. Yes, all day and night. It's all internally doing that. That is the instruction Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunathas Goswami. When Raghunathas developed complete detachment, renunciation, his vairagya, detachment became matured. They ran away from his home, met Mahaprabhu in Puridham, Jagannath Puridham. Mahaprabhu had told him, You take some plea and come to Puri. When I come back from Vrindavan, you take some plea and come to Puri. He did, I was saying that, what he is doing. Then Mahaprabhu gave instruction. What is instruction he gave? Gramya katha na sunbe, gramya bhakta na bolibe. Bhalo na khaibe ar bhalo na paribe. Bhalo na khaibe ar bhalo na paribe. Omani manando hoya kusno namo. Sodanobe. Sodanobe. Braja radha kusno sara mano se koribe. Understand me? That instruction he gave. Don't eat palatable dishes. No, bhal na khaibe. Bhal na paribe. Don't put on very gorgeous dresses. Simple. Bhal na khaibe, bhal na paribe. Gramya katha na sunbe, gramya bartha na bolibe. Don't hear politics. Do you understand? Topics relating to sense enjoyment, gramya katha. Rajaniti katha, political topics. Don't hear and don't speak. Only Krishna katha. Hear Krishna katha and speak Krishna katha. Do you understand? Gramya katha na bolibe, gramya bartha na sunbe. Bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na paribe. Amani manando hoya Krishna naam sada labe. Don't demand respect, pay respect one and all. Always chant. Take Krishna naam, utter. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Braja Radha Krishna Seva Manase Koribe. In your mind you engage yourself day and night, 24 hours, in service of Radha Krishna in Brajapuni. In the mind, he said. Understand? That is said here. That is Ragatanga Bhakti, Raganga Bhakti. He says. This is boss. Advanced devotee who is inclined to spontaneous loving service should follow the activities of particular associated Krishna in Vrindavan. He should execute service externally as a regulatory devotee as well as internally from his self-realized position. Thus he should perform devotional service both externally and internally. Bhaktirasamrita quotes this thing. Nijabhishto Krishna Presto Pache Tola Gya
Nijabhishta Krishna Presta Pache Tola Gya
Nirantaro Seva Kare Antarma Naya
Nirantara Seva Kare Antarma
Inhabitants of Vrindavan are very dear to Krishna. If one wants to engage in spontaneous loving service, he must follow the inhabitants of Vrindavan and constantly engage in devotional service within his mind. Within his mind. But sojas externally do. But real devotee, he does everything in his mind. He never experiences anything externally. No. Externally poses as if lowest of the low. I have no Krishna bhakti at all. Do you understand? As I was saying, this is yesterday evening, last evening I said, that devotee, you are not there, I think.
No.
You are there. This is Khandavasi Mukunda, seeing the peak of Hila, he became ecstatic and fell down from his feet. Do you understand? And the Mahamadan will ask, what happened to you? Why fell down? He said he might have died. Do you follow? What happened? What he said? I have some disease. Mulgi bhaji. My head sometimes reels, so I fall down and fainted. He never says that is what. Don't express it. Don't show anything externally. It's all internal affair. That's internal affair. That is the same here. Tusnam smaran namam chasya prishtam nidasamihidam tattat kathartha chasu Kurjyadavasam pradesada. This is another quotation from Bhaktivinoda Saraswati. Devotee should always think of Krishna within himself. And one should choose a very dear devotee who is servitor of Krishna in Vrindavan. One should constantly engage in topics about the servitor and his loving relationship with Krishna. And one should live in Vrindavan. However, if one is physically unable to go to Vrindavan, he should mentally live there. Mentally. Always in Vrindavan. Yes, mental. That is verse from Bhaktivinoda Saraswati. Daso sokha pitradi priyo siro gono.
Daso sokha pitradi priyo siro gono.
Types of devotees, some are servants, some are friends, some are parents, some are conjugal lovers. Those who are situated in one of these attitudes of spontaneous love, according to their choice, are considered to be on the path of spontaneous loving service. Do you understand? Then is, of course, a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Kapila Devotee Sambhava. My dear mother devotee, emblem of peace, my weapon, the disc of time, never vanquishes those for whom I am very dear, for whom I am the super soul, the son, the friend, spiritual master, well-wisher, worshipable deity, and desired goal. Since the devotees are always attached to me, they are never vanquished by the agents of time. Yes. This was spoken by Kapiladeva to his mother Devahuti, recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam 325.38. Kapiladeva instructed his mother in Sankhya Yoga, but the importance of Bhakti Yoga is mentioned here. Later Sankhya Yoga was imitated by atheists, whose system was founded by different couple of Nastic couple of Rusis. This was another verse quoted from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Pati putra srut vratru pitru van mitra abandhurin je dhyayanti sadajukto sadajuktastebhyo apiho namun namaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisance again and again to those who always eagerly meditate upon the Supreme Person Godhead as a husband, son, friend, brother, father, or intimate friend. Yes. Ei mato kore deva raganuga bhakti.
Ei mato kore deva.
Spontaneous loving service to the Lord, his affection at the lotus feet of Krishna gradually increases. Do you understand? Prithin kore roti bhavo hoye duyi namo. Affection, there is attachment which goes by two names, Rati and Bhava. Do you understand? The what is Rati, what is Bhava? That's different topic. You will go to Ujjvala Nilamani. It is not mentioned here. The Supreme Personality God, it comes under the control of such attachment. The Krishna is subdued now. is under the control of that devotee. The Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments on this verse externally. A devotee performs all the items of devotion, so Shravana Kirtana, in 9 different ways, and within his mind he always thinks of eternal relations with Krishna and follows in the footsteps of devotees of Vrindavan. If one engages himself in service of Radha and Krishna in this way, he can transcend the regulatory principle, no regulatory principle for him. And join in Shastra's regulatory principle and join in Shastra and through his spiritual master, fully engaged, rendering spontaneous love to Krishna. In this way he attains affection at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna eternally, Krishna actually comes under the control of such spontaneous feelings, and ultimately one can attain association with the Lord. Nirantara seva kari antar manna hanya. Actually the inhabitants of Vrindavana are very dear to Krishna. If one wants to engage in spontaneous loving service, just follow the inhabitants of Vrindavana and constantly engage divine service, devotional service within his mind. Krishnam smaram janam chasya prishtham nija samihitam tattva katha tattas chasu kurjyadvasam vadesala. The devotee should always think of Krishna within himself, and one should choose a very dear devotee who is servitor of Krishna in Vrindavan. One should constantly engage in topics about that servitor and his loving relationship to Krishna. And one should live in Vrindavan. However, if one is physically unable to go to Vrindavan, he should mentally live there. Dasa sakha pitradi prayasiravana ragamagya nija nija bhaviravana. Krishna has many types of devotees. Some are servants, some are friends, some are parents, some are conjugal lovers. Those who are situated in one of these attitudes of spontaneous love, according to their choice, are considered to be on the path of spontaneous loving service. This a couple of devotees, then we have finished this. Oh, here it is. Here it says, Prityankurer Ati Bhavo Hoy Duinam Jahuite Vaso Ho No Sri Bhagavan. The seed of the affection, there is attachment which goes by two names, Rati and Bhava. The spontaneous, the Supreme Personal Godhead comes under the control of such attachment. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments in this verse, externally a devotee performs all the items of devotion, service, shravana and kirtan in 9 different ways, and within his mind he always thinks of his eternal relationship with Krishna and follows in the footsteps of devotees of Vrindavan. If one engages himself in the service of Radha and Krishna in this way, he can transcend the regulatory principles enjoined in the Shastras, and through his spiritual master, fully engages in rendering spontaneous love to Krishna. In this way he attains affection at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna actually comes under the control of such spontaneous feeling, and ultimately one can attain association with the Lord. So here it says about Rati and Bhava. Rati and Bhava. This what is Rati? Rati means the first rise of love. Do you understand? First rise of love is called Rati. This is Thai Bhava. This is Thai Bhava. What to say in English? Thai Bhava. In English? Thai means eternal bhava. Do you understand?
Continuous ecstasy.
Continuous ecstasy. Yes. Continuous ecstasy is Thai bhava. Thai means eternal. Asthai, temporary. You understand? It is literally to say 5 hours. The continuous for like you may say continuous ecstasy or eternal bhava, sansari bhava. 5 hours, the permanent basis of ecstatic mellow. You understand? Permanent basis of ecstatic mellow is 5 hours. It is abounding in eternal conscious bliss. It becomes the topmost realizable euphoria when it mixes into a beautiful combination along with the following four elements, that is vibhava, anubhava, sattvika, sansari. You follow? Vibhava means supporting characters and specific stimulants. Vibhava. Anubhava, there are 13 resultant extracting symptoms in anubhava. Sattvika, 8 specially disruptive ecstatic symptoms, that is sattvika bhava. And sanchari bhava, 33 transitory assisting emotions. Sanchari bhava, 33. Or known as vyabhichari bhava also. Do you understand? Known as vyabhichari bhava. Understand? This all mentioned in Bhaktivasamrita Sindhana. Ujjala Nilamani. And Rati has, what I say, four things. Vibhava, anubhava, sattvika, vyabhichari or sanchari. Vibhava, anubhava, sattvika, vyabhichari or sanchari. I say sattvika, 8 especially disruptive ecstatic symptoms, and sanchari, there are 33 transitory assisting emotions, and sanchari bhava is also called vyabhichari bhava. You understand? And vibhava, anubhava. Vibhava means supporting characters and specific stimulants. Anubhava means 13 resultant ecstatic symptoms. You understand? These are four. And these are, in Rati, there are four things. Vibhava, anubhava, sattvika, sanchari or vyabhichari. Vibhava has two divisions. Alambana, uddipana. Understand? Alambana, uddipana. What do you say in English? Alambana, uddipana. Alambana, the persons who are foundations of love and between whom love flows reciprocally. That is alambana. Uddipana, the factors who stimulate the awakening of love. That's uddipana. As for example, last evening I said, seeing the peacock either is awakened. And that Mukundadas became ecstatic and fell down. You understand? That is uddipana. That is uddipana. And alambana has two parts. Visaya-alambana, asura-alambana. Understand? Alambana has two parts. Visaya-alambana, asura-alambana. Ratir Visaya is Krishna. Asraya, bhaktas. Object of love and abode of love. Krishna is the object of love. This is Visaya-alambana. Understand? And Ratir Asraya, abode of love, the Premi Bhaktas. Two things. Alambana and Visaya-alambana, Asraya-alambana. And seeing what Krishna's love arises, that is Uddipana, I say. The factors which stimulate the awakening of love, as for example, Vaisi, flute, nupur, tinkling, ankle bells, nupur, Moirapuchya, pick up feeder, these are stimulants. Sing that, that love again. I told last time. Sometimes, this rati acts, when it acts, then some symptoms arise in the body, isn't it? As Mukunda Das felt giddiness, then ecstatic, fell down, ended. So, some symptoms manifest in the body. This is known as vibhava, anubhava. Anubhava. At that time he dances, sometimes rolls on the ground, sometimes jhrumhan, like this, And the sattvika bhava, eight types sattvika bhava, that is asro, kampa, sveda, pulaka, swarabham, bhanga, vaivarna, stambha, murcha. Eight types. Understand me? Eight types of sattvika bhava. These symptoms are manifest. Symptoms manifest in the body when bhava is there in the heart. That in English you know? You know? Asra means shedding tears. Kampa means shivarishan. Pulaka means standing erection of air on the body. Sveda means perspiration. Vaivarna means shedding the colors. And swarabhanga, choking of the voice, faltering voice. Stambha means mental stupor. Pralaya, physical devastation. These are eight sattvika bhava. These symptoms will appear in body, then it is to be understood, then the heart, bhavas arise. You understand? Bhavas arise. This is bhava. So, in Ujjala Leelamani it is detailed, descriptions are there. And Gaudiya Vaishnavas, dear devotees of Mahaprabhu, premi bhaktas, because Mahaprabhu is prema, the paratattva is prema, supreme, that is, paramartha, supreme artha, paramartha, fifth purusha artha, is prema, and base is prema, do you understand? Base is prema. In Shruti mantra it is said, anandam brahma, ananda, pleasure, prema, anandam brahma, and Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas, this ananda prakasta, last limit of ananda is prema, prema padavachya, ananda chinmaya rasa prema rakyam, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, and this prema is reciprocal, it has two sides. Is not one-sided. Stambha murcha. Eight types. Understand me? Eight types of sattvika bhava. These symptoms are manifest. Symptoms manifest in the body when bhava is there in the heart. That in English you know? You know, asra means shedding tears, kampa means shivarishan, pulaka means standing erection of air on the body, sveda means perspiration, vaivarna means shedding the colors, and swarabhanga, choking of the voice, faltering voice, stambha means mental stupor, pralaya, physical devastation. These are eight sattvika bhava. These symptoms when appear in body, then it is to be understood, then the heart, bhavas arise. You understand? Bhavas arise. Then. This is bhava. So, in usual Lilamani it is detailed, descriptions are there. And Gaudiya Vaishnavas, dear devotees of Mahaprabhu, Premi Bhaktas, because Mahaprabhu is Prema, the Paratattva is Prema, Supreme, Paramartha, Supreme Artha, Paramartha, Fifth Purusha Artha is Prema, and base is Prema, do you understand? Base is Prema. In Shruti Mantra it is said, Anandam Brahma, Ananda, pleasure, prema, Anandam Brahma, and Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, this Ananda Prakasta, last limit of Ananda is prema, prema padavachya, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Prema Rakyan, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, and this prema is reciprocal, it has two sides. Is not one-sided. Lover and beloved. Lover and beloved. Two sides. And it is manifested in the bhava-bandhan, the loving, the bondage of loving mood of lover and beloved. So this, as Rupa Goswami has given, this definition of prema in Ujjala Nilamani, yad bhava bandhanam junar buddhi prema nigadyate. Understand? Did he say like this? This Ujjala Nilamani says, yad bhava bandhanam junar buddhi prema nigadyate. That means the bhava bandhan, the bondage of loving mood, which is eternal, that is prema. Which is not eternal, that's not prema. Do you understand me? The loving mood which is not eternal, the loving mood between lover and beloved is not eternal, that's not prema. That loving mood which is eternal, that's prema, and it is always new and fresh, it never becomes old, it has no destruction, this is prema. Do you understand? Though, externally, one may find there are all symptoms of being destroyed, of destruction. Still it is not destroyed. Sarvatha dhunsaraitam satyapi dhunsakarani. Ujjala Nilamani says. You quoted this? No, these are all in Ujjala Nilamani. Sarvatha dhunsaraitam satyapi dhunsakarani. Externally, apparently, you may say, such circumstances are arising that it will be devastated, but it never becomes devastated, never destroyed. Still it continues, because it's eternal. Do you follow? So this is prema, and it is manifested in the loving mood of lover and beloved. Do you understand? Beloved. Then it's development. It's development. It develops sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava, rudha mahabhava, adhirudha mahabhava, madanakhya, modanakhya, like this. Topmost is madanakhya mahabhava. Do you understand? Then you'll go to that topic. Example is given. As the sugarcane juice, and sugarcane juice becomes condensed, it becomes molasses, gura. And the molasses becomes more condensed, then it becomes sugar, chini. Sugar becomes more condensed, then it becomes sugar candy. Understand? And if sugar candy becomes more condensed, then it becomes Sita Misri, a big block of sugar candy. In this way, this prema, or rati, becomes condensed, more condensed, more condensed, more condensed, more condensed. There is gradual development. There are specific names are the sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava, rudha mahabhava, adhridha mahabhava, madanakhya mahabhava, madanakhya mahabhava. Topmost is madanakhya mahabhava. This comes. First is sneha. You understand? First is sneha. When this love or rati becomes condensed, it is called sneha. What is sneha? In the Jolly Naman it says, hrudayam siddhivdipayan hrudayam dravayan. Understand? It says that thing. When this sneha state comes, the heart becomes enlightened. Follow me? Enlightenment. That is a chit-vid-dipayan. There is a lamp. 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Krishna gives the touch only. It's all everything stays, says Sarin Gita. Raganuga Bhakti. What is that? In 10th. Jnana Dipena Bhaswata. It begins what? Te sangye vanukampatham aham jnana. The previous verse. Te sang satta juktanam bhajatam pridipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam jena mangupodanti. One who is bhajati pridipurvakam satta juktanam. The premi bhakta. One who is constantly attached to me and engaged in my bhajan with love. Do you understand? Constantly. Constantly. Without break. Then he says, I give him buddhi yoga. Te sangye vanukampatham aham ajnanajantamam nasayami atma bhavastha jnanadipena bhaswata. Out of mercy, aham ajnan, I dispel the darkness prevailing in their heart. And enkindle the lamp. Do you understand? Knowledge of lamp. Now, what is that? Jnana dipena. So his heart becomes enlightened. This is snehastes. Snehastes says, Siddhipadipanan. Siddhipadipanan. The lamp in the heart becomes enlightened. Understand? No more ignorance, no more darkness. And at that time, it melts the heart. Hrudayam dravayam. Hrudayam dravayam. It melts the heart. This stage is called sneha. When sneha arises in the heart, then the eye develops greed how to see the beautiful form of Lord Krishna. Do you understand? Krishna's beauty far excels that of crores of fish, so beautiful is Krishna's beauty. And that bhakta, seeing the such beauty of Krishna, he never gets satiation. He never gets satiation. He wants to see more and more with unblinking eyes. There should be no blinking of eyes. Then he says, Koti netra nahi dilo sabe dilo dui. Tahate nivesa Krishna ki dekhivi mui. This Brahma rascal, Brahma doesn't know how to create nice life. He doesn't give me crores of eyes, only gave me two eyes. Condensed Brahma. Coarse Brahma. You understand? Rascal Brahma doesn't know. Nice creation. You understand? How to create nicely. He doesn't give me crores of eyes, only gave me two eyes and eyelids are there. How can I see Krishna? The great obstruction. Eyelids blinking. I want to see the unblinking eyes. This is snehostes. Understand me? This is snehostes. Then this eye wants to see Krishna constantly without blinking. And ear wants to hear Krishna katha. constantly, constantly, never gets satiation. The more he hears, the more he wants. His greed develops more. No, no, speak more, speak more, speak more, speak more. Don't cease, don't cease. Do you understand? Arbhuda karna, he wants. Oh, why only 2 years? Let there be crores of years. I'll be hearing constantly Krishna Gopta. This covetousness develops, understand? This sneha state. And when chanting name of Krishna with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You understand? The tongue doesn't want to cease. No, constantly chanting. Tongue never gets satiation. Again and again. ना जाने कोते को बोधु श्याम नामे आछे को बोधो न छाड़ी दे ना पारे ओ सखी सो स्वीट हनी इज देयर इन नेम ऑफ श्याम माय टंग डजंट वांट टू सीज इट एंड डजंट वांट टू स्टॉप चैटिंग एंड रिलीजिंग सो स्वीट हनी वेयर इज हरे कृष्ण स्टॉप हाउ मेनी माला हरे कृष्ण अब फिनिश ऑफ वाइट लेट मी स्टॉप व्हाट इज दिस डू अंडरस्टैंड just mechanical, just to finish the rounds. Yes, Guru has said, chance is now, somehow finish the rounds. Finish the rounds. It is not like that, Baba. Do you understand? Then relishment of mellow, so sweet honey is there. And nectar and honey, in name of Shyam, my tongue doesn't want to stop chanting. Do you understand? This is sneha state. Understand? Going to Bhakata, this is sneha state. And 2 types of sneha. Gripta sneha, madhu sneha. He explained all these things. It's 2 types of sneha. Gripta sneha, ghee type and honey type. Do you understand? 2 types of sneha. Ghee. Gripta sneha, madhu sneha. Ghee type and honey type. Do you understand? So, Chandravali is sneha, ghee type. Radharani sneha, honey type. Do you understand? Yes, example is there. Ghee type, honey type. In gruta sneha, do you understand? Gruta melts. Isn't it? Ghee melts. In coming in association of Krishna, coming in touch with Krishna, one was gruta sneha, it melts. But madhu sneha, honey type, it becomes condensed. Understand this difference? It becomes condensed. The honey becomes condensed. It never melts. Do you understand? More and more condensed. Gruta sneha is not self-realist. No. When it comes in contact with and think it is melted. If you put ghee on the rice, hot rice, then it is realist. Otherwise, not self-realist. Do you understand my language? So, gruta sneha is like that type. But honey is self-realist. Do you understand? And when it comes in contact with some other thing, it is realist more. That difference between gruta sneha and madhu sneha. And Chandravali and Radharani examples. Chandravali sneha is ghee type, whereas Radharani sneha is honey type. Do you understand? This is, in synopsis I am saying, is a very big topic. This is sneha. Then sneha becomes more condensed, then it comes mano. Do you understand? Mano. Mano, in English, we must say, supporting counter love due to confidential familiarities. That is mano. Supporting counting love, counter love due to confidential familiarities. So this is question of madhu sneha only, not ghee, gruta sneha. When madhu sneha becomes more condensed, some newer, ever fresh and newer relishment comes. sweetness comes. And at that time, between this bhav, between lover and beloved, some wonderful things takes place. In Ujjala Nilamani it is said, Adakshinya bhava. Understand me? Adakshinya bhava. Adakshinya bhava means, this is according to Ujjala Nilamani, due to graveness, gambhirya, one keeps his internal bhav, covered up. He never expresses it. He keeps it inside due to graveness. Do you understand? That is known as adakshinya bhava. When this type of man is aroused, at that time, Radharani keeps evil of sulkiness raised to the highest level. Radharani is a leftist, Bhamya bhava. Chandrabal is rightist. Do you understand? Bhamya bhava, the nature of leftist means she becomes abhimani, sulky. Do you understand? That is the nature of Bhamya bhava, sulkiness. Do you understand? When Krishna goes, sometimes Krishna goes to the Radharani's Kunja camp in order to raise this nature of Bhamya bhava, Radharani's nature. Radharani become more sulky. Do you understand? Sometimes Krishna goes there to Chandrabali's camp. But Krishna never gets such pleasures. At that time, Krishna thinks of Radharani because her sneha is ghee type, not honey type. Radharani's sneha is ghee, honey type. Do you understand? In order to raise the level of Radharani is Bhamya bhava, leftist mode to the highest peak, Krishna goes there. And Krishna gets pleasure out of it. Do you understand? One such thing happened. Such thing happened. Krishna goes to Chandravali's camp. Other side, other hand, Radharani has decorated her kunja very nicely with different, very nice, different, varied types of fragrant flowers. Bed is decorated, everything is decorated. Cuckoo is going coo coo coo. Like spring, it's springtime, autumn season. The cool breeze is blowing. Do you understand? And Radharani, our sakhis, eight sakhis, internal, very intimacy, Ashta Sakhi, Lalita, Vishakha, etc. They are there at the door of Kunja, door of Kunja. Radharani is inside, waiting Krishna to come. If some sound is there, that wind is blowing, some sound that removes some leaves, then some sound, khas-khas, beloved is coming, Krishna is coming, just waiting, but Krishna is not coming, Krishna is in Radharani's camp, is not coming, but always in anxiety and waits. Then sense, ask her, Sakhi, Vishakha, you please see, where is Krishna? Is he coming? The Vishakha sends a duti, a messenger. Girl messenger, duti, boy messenger, duta. Duta, duti. Understand me? A boy messenger called duta, girl messenger called duti. Masculine gender, feminine gender. Do you understand? Duta, duti. Sends a duti. Duti goes to see whether Krishna is coming. On the way, she meets this is Saibya. Saibya, the duty of Chandravali. Saibya said, Krishna is in Chandravali's kunja. She came back and reported it to Lalita and Vishakha. Do you understand? Lalita and Vishakha. Krishna is in Chandravali's camp, Chandravali's kunja. Then Lalita became very angry. Unreliable person. Lalita is a bit soft, but Visakha is very harsh. Harsh, do you understand? They reported it to Radhani. Radhani became sulky. Radhani became sulky. Do you understand? Radhani expressed, I am most unfortunate, hatabhagini. Why Krishna will come to my camp, my kunja? He just said, at the same time, tell, no, if Krishna comes, don't allow him. The door is debarred, entrance is debarred. That is sulkiness. Do you understand? But in the heart she wants Krishna. Do you follow me? She wants Krishna. This is Adakshinya Bhava. I am explaining this thing. What is Adakshinya Bhava? This is mana, sulkiness. Reporting counter love due to confidential familiarity. That is mana. Do you understand? He, she, Radharani, keeps it hidden in her heart, never expresses. Rather, due to graveness, he becomes grave, she becomes grave, and keeps it hidden. Outwardly expresses something else. No, divine, entrance is divine, unreliable person. Don't allow him to enter into my kunja. He's externally saying, but internally wants. He keeps hidden. This is Adakshinya Bhava. Understand? This is Adakshinya Bhava. And Krishna does this in order to raise this leftist attitude of sulkiness of Radhani to the highest pitch. Krishna gets pleasure out of it. Therefore he goes to Chandravali's kunja. Otherwise, why go? You understand? So, Lalita and Visakha, they are at the door, guarding the door. Radhani said, debar him, don't allow. So in the meantime, Krishna came with a very hurry, hurried steps. But Visakha said, hey, no, you can't enter. Entrance is barred. Do you understand? Entrance. But Krishna is a very mild way, very humble way. I am a great offender. Please tell your Sakhi, that means Radhani, that I have come. Please report it. I am a great offender. I have come to beg excuse. I'll go there, just beg excuse. Do you understand? Please report it. Do you understand? Lalita said, no! Get out from here! No entrance. No, I am great offender. Yes, I have committed offense at the lotus feet of your Sakhi. So I have come. Please allow me to go. Tell your Sakhi that I have come. If he sees me, his sulkiness will go. Vanish. Do you understand? I tell you. If she sees me, her sulkiness will go away. Sees me. Visakha. No! Get out from here! Don't you feel ashamed to say this thing? Is our Sakhi is greedy for your beauty? Or you are greedy for her love? Visakha said like that. Understand me? This is Adakshinya Bhava I am explaining. Are you greedy for her love or is my Sakhi is greedy for your beauty? I tell you, Krishna, you have to cry. Get out from here. Very harsh. Do you understand? Krishna was debarred. Cannot. Many times with much humility said, please, report it to your Sakhi. I am a great offender. I have come to beg apology. You understand? Beg excuse. Yes? And if your sakhi sees me, she will forget everything. She will forget everything. Ah? And our sulkiness will go. Not remain. But Visakha is there. Straight, no. No, you have to cry. Our sakhi is not greedy for your beauty. Is she greedy for your beauty or you are greedy for her love? What is that? Then you have to cry. Lalita is a bit soft. Lalita entered. Reported, Krishna has come. Krishna has come. Do you understand? But because of the graveness, he keeps his her mood. Because of her graveness, he keeps her mood hidden in her heart. External says, no, not allowed. That is Adakshinya Bhava. Understand me? This is Adakshinya Bhava. Due to graveness, what is the real mood, she keeps hidden. And externally, actually, differently. This is Adakshinya Bhava. Do you follow? This is Adakshinya Bhava. And in the long run, and what he says, then she feels the acute pang of separation from Krishna is acute pang, intolerable. Do you understand? Kandiya kandiya punnathik kohe, kandiya kohi punnathik morabudhi abhimane parailama kan gunanidhi. Then she condemns at last herself, why I did like that? Krishna has come, I refused him. What is my intelligence? Look! Let my intelligence condemn. Then he cries and says like that. You follow? Then Krishna is not allowed. And Radharani's door of Kunja is barred for her. Cannot find anything. Krishna then went to the shore of Jamuna. Jamuna, bank of Jamuna river. Just took off all his garment, everything, all the esa, rolled on the ground, on the sand. Very morous, crying, sitting morous. Do you understand? Do you follow this condition? But Yogamaya, Purnamasi Devi, Yogamaya makes all arrangements, lila. Do you understand? Next arrangement is called Lira. So Yogamaya, Purnamasi Devi, came. Oh, my dear boy, Krishna, what has happened to you? What has happened to you? Then Krishna told everything that I am refused to enter into Radharani's kunja. Purnamasi said, I know it, so I have sent our lady Vrinda Devi to make arrangement of your union. I have made arrangement. Sent Vrinda Devi already to make arrangement of your union. Do you understand? And Purnamasi Devi makes all arrangement of this Lira, brother Lira, all Liras of Krishna and theirs. So after some time Vrinda Devi came, and Vrinda Devi thinking, speaking to his, to her. Liramaya. Krishna is Liramaya. He manifests so many liras. And Purnamasi Devi. Just uses me as an instrument in this lira. Do you understand? If I'll be utilized in this lira, my life will be successful. Speaking to herself, then came to Krishna and said, I am Vrinda Devi, I have come. Purnamasi Devi has sent me here. All right, I have understood. Purnamasi Devi has told me everything. Why you are so morose and sad? Because you are refused by Radharani. But you want to meet Radharani and that. To unite with Radharani, But in this condition, only one means is there, no other means. You understand? Vrindavan said. What I said, you have to do it. What to do? Dekho, you see, you cannot go in this form. This is your Krishna form, no. In black body, black hue, the flute, peacock feathers, curling hairs. This, you cannot go there, it's not allowed. You have to shave head. Shave head. Nice curling hairs. You have to shave it up. Throw your flute, throw your peacock feathers. No more peacock feathers. No more flute. No more this curling hair. You have to shave it. And no more blackish body. You'll become a yogi, a sannyasi. And with this, yellow body. Radharani's color. Do you understand? And I'll teach you a song. You have to sing that song, no sweet playing of this murali, but with khanjani, we take dubdu, singing that song, dubdu, and in a form of yogi, beggar, sannyasi, you have to go there. When Vrindadevi said, immediately that form appear, immediately, because Krishna is Chambar, is supreme will, whatever he wills, that happens. Immediately sannyasi form appear. Shaved head, no black is body, no three times triple, lesser crooked, no flute, no peacock feather, is yellow body, molten gold, hue, golden hue. Do you understand? Sannyasi form appear. We follow. Yes. Then Vrindadevi taught in a song. Srimati Radhe Boro Abhimani, Bhamya Bhava Siromani. Do you follow? Srimati Radhe Boro Abhimani, Bhamya Bhava Siromani. Yes. That song is here. Srimati Radhe Boro Abhimani, Bhamya Bhava Siromani. Shyama Sariyongya Achhavana Tattva Kanchana Barani. Eto Chilo Pagali Nirai Kanu Premi. Prana sumpi sarvarupe guni ago gandharvige kanumana kori chori aaj radha prema bhikha mage kanu dware dware bole. Do you understand? This is song. Understand me? Vrindadevi taught, you have to sing this song. Oh, Srimati Radhe, you are bada abhimani. Leftist mood you have. Sulkiness. Bhamya Bhava is casual of this leftist party group. Shyama Sari Yongi Achyodana. Your body is covered with a blue sari. But your bodily hue is Tattva Kanchana. Molten gold. Color of the molten gold. Eto chila pagalini rai kanu premi pana sati. Up till now, you have become mad, O Rai, O Radha, Radhe. You have become mad for Kanu Prema, for Krishna Prema, isn't it? Sarva Rupe Guni Ago Gandharvike Kanu Manako Richard, in all respects. Stealing the mind and heart of Kanu, you are acting, isn't it? But us, today, Radha Prema Bhikkha Mage Kanu Guli Dware Dware. Today, Kanu has become a beggar and begging Radha Prema and going from door to door. Understand me? My language. This is the song. Song and substance. Do you follow? So in a form of beggar sannyasi, Krishna went. Do you follow? Krishna went to Radharani's kunja, singing this song, Lalita and Visakha. Very wonderful sannyasi, singing nice song. They became enchanted. Visakha, said, Visakha said, "Oh, Sannyasi Thakur, Seeing, they became very happy, such a wonderful Sannyasi singing this song. Visakha said, "Sannyasi Thakur, oh, this song you are singing is very nice. Who has taught you this song? Oh, I have my guru. Who is your guru? My guru is Gandharvike. Gandharvike means Radharani. My guru is Gandharvike, Radharani. Oh, your guru is Gandharvika? Oh, yes. My guru has taught me this song. Why have you come here? Oh, Sannyasi Thakur, why have you come here? What do you want?" The Sannyasi said, "I am a Sannyasi. I have given up everything. I have no desire, anything, nothing. I have nothing, I am a beggar. I have come here to beg prema only. Only beg prema, nothing else. I don't want anything. Radha prema. I am the beggar of prema. Yes, I am a beggar of prema, prema bhikari. I don't want anything. All right, O Sannyasi Thakur, my dear Sakhi is very, very distressed. Is very, very distressed. She's crying. She's crying always in a dying condition. She is in a dying condition. Her fate is very bad fate, ill-fated. Do you know the calculation of fate, Sannyasi Thakur? Can you calculate? Can you calculate the fate of my dear Sakhi? Oh, yes, I know it. I know. Yes, I know it. Yes. Who has taught you? Oh, my guru has taught me. My guru has taught it. All these things, Gandharvika. Achha, will you come into the kunja? Will you come into the kunja to calculate the fate of our dear Sakhi? She is very much distressed. Oh, yes, I can do. I can do. Then Krishna went into the kunja. I can come there, go there. So in the meantime, Lalita went to Radharani. Radharani is in the inner compartment and said that one nice, very nice Sannyasi Thakur has come. He is singing a very good song. He knows how to calculate fate. And he will calculate your fate. Then, in the meantime, Visakha took Sannyasi into the kunja. And asked Sannyasi, request Sannyasi, "Will you please again sing that song? That very nice song you are singing. Will you please again sing?" Then they say, wonderful Sannyasi, guys Sannyasi, copper Sannyasi. He copper Sannyasi. Do you understand? Krishna sang that song. Today, the last line when he sang, "Today Kanu is Bhikari, is a beggar moving from door to door begging Radha Prem." Radha Prem. When Radharani heard that last line, immediately she said, utter, "Ashrishyava padaradhaṁ pinastumā adarsanāt madmahadhaṁ karotubā jadhātadhāvā vidadhātu lampato matpranāthastu saivanātara." Last verse of Sikhyastaka is Radharani's voice. Do you understand? Let that lampato devotee does whatever he likes. He may embrace me or kick me or cross me with his feet or put me in this condition of acute pangal separation, not giving me the sun, such painful condition. Whatever that devotee likes, he may do, but he is the Lord of my heart, nobody else. Understand? Then Lalita said, "My dear Sakhi, have patience. If Sannyasi Thakur is coming, he'll calculate your fate. Don't be impatient. Do you understand? So Lord Buddha, let sannyasi go into the kunja and arrange the seat in the veranda of Radharani's inner compartment for Sannyasi Thakur to sit. Then arrange another seat for Radharani to sit. So Radharani came putting veil on her head. You understand? Because Radharani never looks at any male else but Krishna. And she never looks at the face of anybody but Krishna. So veil like this. In this way, they can. Do you follow? Do you follow? So, and Radhan sat on the seat, and sannyasi, kapada sannyasi, sitting on the bed. Then Lalita brought up the left hand of Radharani, please calculate the fate. You understand? Oh, Sannyasi Thakur. Sannyasi said, I am a sannyasi. I cannot touch the hand of a lady. No, please excuse. Please excuse, I cannot touch the hand of a lady. I am a sannyasi. How can you calculate? Oh, I can calculate seeing the lines on her forehead. Remove the veil. I will calculate. No, our Sakhi doesn't look at the face of any male. That cannot be. Are Baba, I am the only sannyasi. I am not ordinary male. I am the only sannyasi. There is no harm if your Sakhi looks at me. I am not ordinary male, I am the only sannyasi. Otherwise I cannot calculate. I cannot touch a lady's hand. No, I am sannyasi. So tricky. So, Gandhi Sannyasi. There is no harm at all. There is no harm. I have no desire. I have given up all desire. I have nothing. I have given up everything. I am a sannyasi. I am only a beggar, only begging love. I am prem bhikari. I have given up everything. I have no desire. If your Sakhi lifts up veil, there is no harm at all. There is no harm at all. I can calculate. I am a sannyasi, not ordinary male. It says like that. Then Lalita Devi removed the veil. Removed the veil. Then immediately Krishna form came up. Sannyasi form of the Sakhiya. Syama Trivanga Lalita. That form came up. Do you understand? Then sannyasi form disappeared, now tribhanga, three places, crooked, syam, flute, peacock feather, everything came up, and Krishna's eyes fell in the eyes of Radharani. And then her sulkiness disappeared, gone. Do you understand? The Visakha became amazed. Yes, amazed. What is this? Visakha, Raya Ramananda is Visakha Sakhi, isn't it? Krishna Lila, Braja Lila, Visakha Sakhi. And Raya Ramananda in Gaura Lila is Raya Ramananda. Visakha has seen all these things. Then Raya Ramananda says, Raya Ramananda, Mahaprabhu, so how Radha and Krishna combined together is Gaura. You understand? Is Gauranga, the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Yes. He says, Radha and Krishna. And sannyasi form. Do you follow? And Raya Ramananda says, Pahile dekhilu tomar sannyasi rupa, pare dekhilu syamo gopa rupa. First I saw sannyasi, then I saw syamo gopa rupa. Pansal, Kanchan, Pansalika, Syamarupa Dhaka. Your Syama form is covered with a golden Pansalika. So it's amazing, you understand? The last time I saw you, you are a sannyasi, now you are Syam Sundar. Your Syam Rupa was covered up with the Kanchana Panchalika. Ladies put on this Panchalika. That is what Ramananda Raya saw. Ramananda is Visakha Sakhi in Mahaprabhu's Leela. Mahaprabhu saw that form to Raya Ramananda. Amazing. So this is how Krishna has to cry. Do you understand? Krishna has to cry and has to become a sannyasi, begging for Radha Prem, Radha Prem. Otherwise I cannot pay back the debt. I have become indebted. In the instant Krishna says, no pare, no pare, no pare. I cannot pay back, I cannot pay back. Oh gopis, you have such love, you broke all rules, regulation, all basic regulatory principles, the dead of night you have run here. This Raghunatha Bhakti, no rule regulation. For Krishna. You understand? Crying, one day you have to cry like that. This Visakha said, you have to cry like, oh Krishna, you have to cry. And Krishna cried. Now in the sannyasi form, Mahaprabhu form, he's always crying. You understand? Always crying. This crying form of Mahaprabhu. This is understand. This comes from this topic. Can I explain this? Adakshinya bhava. You understand? Because of the graveness, she keeps hiding her mood. Never expresses. Rather, expresses in a different way. She wants Krishna to come, but says, no! Don't allow him! Because she has become soggy. You understand? Kandiya kahe puna dhik marabudhi avimane harayam harayadam kanu guna nidhi. Then at last she condemned herself. Oh, first of intelligence. But my intelligence is condemned. I become abhimani, so selfless, and I... what is that? I lose Kanu. He has come, I said no. Do you understand? This is Adakshinya bhava. This is mana. Fourteen counter love due to confidential familiarities. Then when mana becomes more condensed, it becomes pranaya. And at the time of pranaya, abhinna manana. There is no difference. Radharani is body, mind, life, intelligence, no difference with that of Krishna. Krishna's body, mind, life and intelligence. This is pranaya, abhinna manana. When this deep pranaya, deep root pranaya, that time there is oneness. Both Radha and Krishna, oneness, prana, mana, body, mind, life, everything, oneness. Therefore, what is bhava in the heart, that is expressed outwardly. Internal bhava expressed outwardly. Therefore, Radharani's garment is blue sari, because in the heart, nilamani is there. Her sari, therefore, blue. You understand? Because what is inside the heart, that is expressed outside. And in the heart of Krishna, Radharani is there, so his dhoti is yellow dhoti, pitambara, because Radharani is there. You understand? What is inside the heart, that is expressed through garments. This pranaya. Pranaya becomes more content and it becomes raga. At this raga stage, even intolerable pain, distress, seems to be happiness. Do you understand? Tomar lagya konkar har golai porite par yo syam. For you, I accept all these nasty criticisms going on in Brajbhumi. Oh, Radhani is a prestige. Oh, nasty criticism. I accept nasty criticism as a nice garland to put on around my neck because of you only, syam. This is rag. Then rag becomes more kind and then it becomes anuraga. In anuraga stage, Krishna seems to be newer, 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 ever fresh and newer. The more one sees, more one sees newer things and newer beauty, do you understand? Only such a bhakta can understand it, otherwise nobody can understand it. There is no language to express it. At that time, what comes when the time of Milana, union, in the time of Milana, union, very long time on Kalpa seems to be moment. Rasa dance continued for one night of Brahma, Brahmuratri. How many years you cannot calculate? You cannot calculate. So long years, rasa dance continued, that is the union. But Radhani, all gopis headed by Radhani, felt, oh, this is like a flash of lightning, chick, so swiftly gone away. Then said, so long years into the movement. But the time of vipralambha, viraha, separation, one movement seems to be a long juga. Jugaitam nimishena chakshusa prabhusaitam sunyaitam jagrasarvam govinda virahaname. This thing happens in at the time of this anuraga stage. Do you follow? Anuraga stage. Anuraga stage, yes. When suddenly Krishna disappears from rasa dance, do you understand? Suddenly Krishna disappears, then gopis cry. The gopis cry. Cry and search after Krishna. All kunjas, going to all creepers, all trees, searching, 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 and saying, oh, Krishna, karkasesu dadhi bahi, that verse is there. Your lotus feet is so soft. It's so soft, Krishna. We are very much afraid. We are very much afraid of when we put your such lotus feet in our such hard breasts. Our breasts are very hard. But your lotus feet is so soft. When we put it, your such lotus feet on our hard breast, we are very apprehensive because vitasane dadhimai karpaseso, it may hurt you. And with this, such lotus feet you are wandering in this jungle of Vrindavan, which is filled with so many thorns, so many pointed pebbles. Are they not hurting your lotus feet? Is it that the thorns and pebbles have become soft coming in touch with the lotus feet? Or is it that your lotus feet coming in touch with the hard breath has become hard? What is that? We cannot understand. Understand? They are thinking like, this is anuraga dasa. Does it say like that? Explain. This anuraga dasa. Thinking this, our head reels. We cannot think it up. We cannot think it up. This is the symptom of an anuragi. Do you understand? Then when anuraga becomes content, then it becomes bhava. Then bhava becomes content, then it becomes mahabhava. Then rudha mahabhava, adhirudha mahabhava, modanakya mahabhava, madanakya mahabhava. Long topic. Thank you very much.
Radha Priya Shakri Vithuna Gaur Maharaj Ki.
Nonsense, I'm not that. Why am I saying? Atistuti hoy nindar lakshan. Mahaprabhu says, atistuti, excessive glorification is ninda. Don't do like that. Yes?
Some basic questions from there?
Yes.
In the text, it mentions the original inhabitants of Vrindavan, the Ragasmika.
Yes.
Devotees.
Yes.
And one who follows in the footsteps of Rajanuga.
Yeah, Rajanuga.
So, is there at some point, by following the path of Rajanuga, then one becomes Ragasmika?
Name of bhakti is Ragasmika. The bhakti of Vrajavasis, Ragatmika. And when we follow Vrajavasis, footsteps of one particular Dasya Bhakta, Sakya Bhakta, Vatsalya Bhakta, Kanta Bhakta, Madhurya Bhakta, then our bhakti is Raganuga. Understand me? Yes.
So when one is...
Anuga means follower. Yes.
So when
Raga, Anuga, Raganuga. Follow, yes.
So when one is in his Swarup city, then at that time he's serving the Lord in Vrindavan.
Yes.
Eternally.
Yes.
Then at that point is he...
You say, if you cannot go to Vrindavan, in the mind, you serve. Yes, all is in the mind, he's serving. Yes. That's what Raganuga. Yes.
So that
but externally, behaving in a sense, in a different way. Yes.
So, at that point, does he become a Ragatika devotee? Because then he's an inhabitant of Vrindavan, because he's serving in Vrindavan.
No,
he's still Rajanuga.
Only Brajavasic. I am his follower. I am his follower. Servant of the servant of the servant. Manjari Bhava. This is Manjari Bhava. You understand me? Manjari Bhava. Manjari Bhava. Manjaris are subordinates to Sakhis. Under the guidance Sakhi, they serve. Our position is Manjari Bhava, not Sakhi Bhava. Understand? We are followers.
Always Raganuga.
Yes. Followers of the devotees, particular devotees, according to one rasa choice. Understand? Yes.
You know, just this question is way beyond me, but because this was discussed many times, I hear this thing from different devotees. I feel like I should ask this. Sometimes devotees, they read some different shastras, especially Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he says this thing in different places, that one's qualification to begin riding with a bhakti is simply based on only.
Indeed, yes.
It seems like.
It is
the same. Right. And even they say that even if someone is on a lower platform, that he can begin to practice if he just has that greed.
Yeah.
And this verse that you're reading here too, from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this Tattad Bhavadi Madhurye, seems to also agree with that. So how do we understand it? Because on the other hand, it seems like probably saying that one shouldn't hear these things unless he's actually in a more elevated...
It is not artificial. It is natural, Baba. I say, first you should follow Vaidhi. Very strictly follow. Vaidhi, rules, regulations. Yes. All teachings are Vaidhi. Prabhupada stressed on it. Because you are not following anything. Not following any principle, regulative principle. First follow it, very strictly. Then your heart will be purified. Completely purified. Completely purified, all material contaminants. Even in the subtle corner of your mind or heart, there will be no tinge of material attachment. Then that is the real stage comes when you adopt Raganuga. Otherwise you cannot artificially adopt it or imitate it.
So they refer to this greed, that's what they're saying.
One should develop, hearing this katha topics, one should develop greed. One's heart has become purified, leading to that state. Only he can develop greed. Otherwise, others cannot. I mean, at least a person can't understand, he cannot develop greed at all. He'll interpret in a different way, in a material way. Oh yes, this love between loving affairs between Radha and Krishna Gopis is like our sexual activities here. Therefore it is forbidden to for them. No, unless one is adhikari, he should not have. It's question of adhikar. Yes, it's question of adhikar. Understand my language? Yes.
I'm still wondering whether because
therefore it is supposed to be a great study, it is not for one and all. No, those who have that adhikar, those who come to that stage level, only they are allowed. Others are not allowed.
So by hearing Amarasika Bhakta, then one starts to develop that grace.
Yes.
And starts to approach Raghunuga. But until one has become completely free from all attachments,
yes,
to
not
contamination.
No, in this subtle corner also not is. Yes.
Then he can actually begin Raghunuga.
Yes, then actually begin.
So that's it, his body.
Yes. That Raghunuga come. Otherwise not. For him, it's not allowed.
Before that, it's just approaching.
Just approach. Just approach and yes, develop some greed, even natural greed. That should be natural greed. If someone is hungry, is greedy for delicious dishes. No hungry, no hunger is there. How will be greed? No hunger. If you eat, then there will be diarrhea or indigestion, Baba. Isn't it? You can release it all. That hunger should be there. Yes.
So Guru Maharaj, what happens to someone's bhakti lata creeper if they have material desires, they have anarthas and things, but they have some desire to hear about these topics and they begin hearing and reading about these things without the adhikar?
Yes.
What happens to their creeper?
Without adhikar they can't release it, Baba. I say they will misinterpret it. Rather, going in a favorable way, then it becomes unfavorable. Reverse way. Yes. They become sahajya. They imitate. And they do illicit sex. Yes. We'll do Radha Krishna Leela now. Oh, yes, I am Vaishnava, you are Vaishnavi. Let us stay together and do bhajan. They're sahajyas. They become sahajya, turn into sahajya.
And sahajya's creeper is finished.
Finished. Yes, they'll go to hell. Yes. They go to hell. Yes.
Read specific books by the Goswamis. But they may think that just by reading these books and because they
by reading nobody can develop this thing. The Guru is required.
Who is physically there?
Yes. Guru is required. His mercy is required. Hearing directly from his lips is required. By reading you, one cannot develop this. This is said. It is said, Prabhupada is said in one of the purports. No. Cannot.
Shiksha must be there.
Must be there. Without a guru, how can you get it? Huh? In material field, you become a lawyer, you have to go to college and accept a guru, teacher. Become doctor, you have to go to medical college, accept. Teacher, how can, do you expect that spiritual things are confidential? So without guru you can achieve it.
Somebody may say, well, when a devotee attains the stage of nishtha, then at this stage then he can get inspiration from within.
Hare Baba, stop it. Nonsense.
Srila Gurudev ki jai. Gaur Prejana, Srila Gurudev ki
jai. Hey, what are you saying? Don't say like that.
We had Rathyatra about 1 month ago, and one devotee who made this Jagannath so big.
He
made from wood.
Actually, not wood.
I'm going to show you.
Polystyrene. So
Daru Brahmo Baba. Daru. Daru. Good.
Next day we'll get from Orissa.
Yes. No, Daru Brahmo. Yes. Then that story is also there. Sometimes I may say.
Please, somebody haven't heard it.
With this form. Mahaprabhu's form is crying for Krishna, Jagannatha, crying for Radha. Krishna's crying for Radha is Jagannatha.
Yeah.
He said that is three pieces of log of wood floating in the ocean of Radha Prema. That is Jagannath Baladev Subhadra in that form. Pieces of wood. Dharma. You don't know this tattva, Baba. That is only speculation. Speculations.
This is a new system. They have in New Orleans, like this Tugamaj. They make giant juggernauts out of styrofoam.
Huh?
They do this in the West, too, in America. Styrofoam juggernaut.
What is that?
This is a new system.
Petrochemical.
Chemical, yes. Making chemicals.
So this one's off the hook.
Yeah, I took it off the hook.
Okay.
An example from someone who's attained this Rudra Mahabhava.
Hmm.
Who has attained it?
Who has attained? Yeah. Gopis.
Gopis.
Hmm.
And Aniruddha?
Rudra, Aniruddha, Mahabhava. I have not explained it. Then we'll explain it. Then Madanaka, then Modanakya. Then Madanakya Mahabhava is topmost, is only with Radharani. Madanakya Mahabhava, gopis are not that thick, gopis are Madanakya Mahabhava.
So Aniruddha is Ninyas?
Yes, they are all Rudha, Aniruddha Mahabhava, Varthans, Madana, Madana. All gopis, they have Madanakya Mahabhava. Only Radharani has Madanakya Mahabhava. And what is Madanakya, what is Madanakya, that needs explanation.
Yeah.
Once I explained in Bhuvaneswar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It says in that part of Sisi that when one is cultivating Radhanuga, he doesn't care for injunctions or reasoning of Shastra.
No, nothing. No rules, no regulations.
Mm. Example, the gopis, they just left everything.
Everything, kicked everything. Kick. Break. All laws, all regulations. Yeah.
So,
yes.
How about the
Bhakti? That is Sarva Dharmana Vaijajya Mami Kumsa. Veda Dharma, break all Veda Dharma. Yes.
So when they're practicing Raghunuga, how about the Bhakti Shastra?
Huh?
The injunctions for developed in devotional service. This is Mr. Soni.
Uh-huh.
He's relishing CC every day.
That's
awesome. He chants 32 rounds every day, doing a lot of CC.
Very good.
He's going to be the partner of Janardhan and Nuruhari on cultivation, congregation preaching.
Very good.
We'll be going out with them.
Very good. Very good, very good. Nice. He's a devotee. I will say, Sankhya Purvaka Mahamangana Nativi. Sargaswami Astaga.
Paying obeisances.
Certain number of times and certain number of rounds they chant, Sankhya, because it is so releasing, they can stop, chant more and more. I say, my tongue doesn't want to stop it. Such honey is there in name of Shyam. Where is that finish? The rounds are finished.